Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, it's time to play Beat the Bank. So if you signed up at KidNation.com, please listen up for your name to be called and be the first caller to get in, and you'll play.
Okay.
You go up against the banker, you could win up to $1,000. And if you haven't signed up yet, there's still hope. If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines once again for everybody. And then we'll play again an hour from now, so you have a chance to, you know, get in, no matter what.
Got it.
KidNation.com, again, is the website where you signed up. And those three names for this hour are Stephanie Poxtan, Mason Chambers, Misty Ennis. Mason Chambers, Misty Ennis, Stephanie Poxtan. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you'll have your shot to go inside the bank vault and win your $1,000. Did anybody watch the Emmy Awards last night?
I actually did.
You did, Jenna. Good.
I went back and forth between. I watched some red carpet.
Uh-huh.
Then I watched some Sunday Night Football.
That's what I was watching.
You had to toggle back and forth. Football was good yesterday.
I was excited about football yesterday.
Yeah, but I actually watched, I would say, three quarters of the Emmys.
Of the Emmys?
Yeah.
It's just so many awards for people who you don't know.
So many awards. I actually liked how they kicked it off.
Yeah.
With, Kimmel had a great, Kimmel's chill.
Yeah.
So he kind of likes getting to the point. So there's a good montage in the beginning, funny, incorporating all the shows, you know. And then his monologue was good in the beginning.
Yeah, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel's monologue, he went hard at the entire cast of the cast of The People versus O.J. Simpson.
I'd also like to acknowledge the winner of tonight's plus one contest, Sarah Paulson, who played Marsha Clark and actually brought Marsha Clark with her tonight. That's a guess. Because everyone in L.A. knows if you want to win, sit next to Marsha Clark.
Let's go.
Hi, Marsha. This must be very strange for you, right? I mean, are you rooting for OJ to win this time?
It's funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh no, she was like, I wish I didn't come.
Yeah.
No, I think it was in good fun.
And then she got a huge apology.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
From him?
When the woman won.
No, Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson won. She said, I just want to personally apologize to you. I judged you unfairly.
Hmm. Yeah. You know? And, you know, Sarah Paulson said she never watched. She watches her performance normally.
Yeah.
And she's so excellent. But she did not watch her performance as Marsha Clark because she said she was so into the role that it made her so upset that she lost.
Because
she's like, I know how it ends. I don't want to watch it. I'm too emotionally attached.
Yeah.
Wow.
He also needed to mention the importance of diversity in Hollywood, of course.
Yeah. This year's nominees are the most diverse ever. And here in Hollywood, the only thing we value more than diversity is congratulating ourselves on how much we value diversity. The Emmys are so diverse this year, the Oscars are now telling people we're one of their closest friends. We're not, by the way. But in all seriousness, this is a very positive thing, and I think we need to stop and take a moment to appreciate how far we've come. In fact, if you are a person of color in our audience tonight, especially if you're a nominee, please find a white person right now. Go ahead. It shouldn't be hard. I see a bunch of them right here. Just take a moment to reach out and say thanks for your bravery. There you go. Make a rainbow connection. I think we'll...
Hugging each other.
That's funny. He's great. I love him.
Yeah, he was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But that was going on all night from what I...
He got some heat for the Bill Cosby joke.
Yeah.
What was that?
He introduced Bill Cosby, Dr. Cosby, as the next presenter.
The announcer did.
Yeah. And everyone's like...
And everybody's fidgeting.
No one clapped.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got it right here.
Yeah.
The Bill Cosby.
We got it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, four-time Emmy Award winner, Dr. Bill Cosby.
Everybody's like, what?
No clapping.
What?
Comes Jimmy Kimmel.
He's not. Don't worry. He's not really here. I just wanted to see what you guys would do.
That's funny.
Oh, that's great. Isn't it? And
it's
people
great.
Are so mad at him for that.
It's hilarious.
People are so mad.
Why?
I'm turning off. He's not getting my view, my rage.
He's a comedian.
That was funny.
He's a comedian.
Because it was just so funny to see everybody go, oh, oh, what do we do? And that's, come on.
Listen, this is...
It was so awkward.
An extremely boring award show, okay?
He did a wonderful job.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Night.
He went at Mark Burnett, you know, the creator of all of these reality shows, including Celebrity Apprentice, and said that then they kept the camera on him for an extended period of time about how he's the one to blame if Donald Trump wins.
Yeah, because he made him likable on the TV.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Larry David was there as well, and he was one of the presenters. He spent all his time joking about what it takes to be a presenter at the Emmys.
You know, they called me a few weeks ago and asked me to do this, and I have never presented before, and how hard can it be? It requires three skills. You got to be able to open an envelope, read a few words, and most importantly, act like you're interested. Hey, come on. I go out on dates. Believe me, I not act like I'm interested. Nobody feigns interest like me. Tell me more about your niece.
That's funny.
Tell me more about your niece. Since the award show is so long, Jimmy Kimmel got the kids from Stranger Things, because that's the hot show. Everybody wants them, to help pass out peanut butter sandwiches to the audience.
Yeah, but this joke, they do it every time
now. But it's funny.
Yeah, but they handed juice to all of the OJ people.
Okay. Yeah, that was, I mean, the jokes were funny, but it's like giving out food. They've done the pizza.
Yeah.
They did, you know, they just, maybe the Girl Scout
things.
Cookies.
It
with
works,
Chris Rock.
So they do it.
It's just like, this is the, like the third time they've done the food in the audience.
Well, then we're not going to play that clip.
No, it's
we've
still,
done it
I mean,
much.
The jokes are still funny. It's just, I wish they'd come up with a different bit.
Look at this. That's me passing.
No, the jokes were funny.
I pass.
You hurt his feelings, Kelly.
Pass on that clip.
Why?
I shun it. Because it's been done, Kelly.
No, the giving out the food part was done. I said the jokes are funny.
You want me to play it then?
No, JC, do what you want.
I'll play it for you, Kelly, here.
I know these shows are long, and I know a lot of you haven't eaten since Labor Day. So my mother made 7,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Is anyone hungry right now? Okay. Let's bring in the kids from Stranger Things to pass the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches out. Come on in, kids. There they are. I'll be distributing some, too, because we have a lot of stuff to hand out. There you go. Very good to see you, Jane. Oh, there you go, Tina. That's for you. Raise your hand if you have a gluten allergy. Oh, also, if you're allergic to peanuts... well, I guess this is goodbye because we only have one. We can only afford one EpiPen.
It was funny because there were notes in the lunch sack. So Cuba had a note, and so did Amy Schumer. But the note for Amy Schumer was actually for Amy Poehler. So yeah, that was a little funny twist. Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel made a joke after the In Memoriam video, but he made it work.
This might be a weird thing to say, but that In Memoriam montage kicked ass. It's going to be tough to beat next year. It really is. And the singer was, we'll dig deep. We can do it if we work together, everybody. Tori Kelly was really terrific, I thought. She was singing and playing along. So thank you to her for doing that.
Just a couple wardrobe, big malfunctions when he was handing out those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
Tracee Ellis Ross was sitting next to some woman whose breast was just hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing like a one of the blazers with no shirt underneath, which is trendy right now. But when you sit down, if you don't have good posture, bloop. And her boob is just hanging out, so they had to cut the camera because it was really bad.
Like full on nippy?
Amy Schumer just doesn't know how to sit.
What do you mean?
She was wearing that dress. I mean, you know, she's funny and stuff, but she had a dress with a huge slit. She sat with her legs spread open the whole time.
It was her bit. She says she feels like a gym teacher that's going to these things where everyone's modeling.
I just wish she would just sit with her legs closed. Just, you know, keep your knees together. It just didn't look good.
That would have been fun if she were like a Merkin. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She won the Best Comedy Actress Award for Veep for the fifth year in a row, and everybody's talking about her speech. Here you go.
I think that Veep has torn down the wall between comedy and politics. Lastly, I'd like to dedicate this to my father, William Louis-Dreyfus, who passed away on Friday. And I'm so glad that he liked Veep because his opinion was the one that really mattered. Thank you.
Aww.
Aww.
She was trembling. Yeah. She was so moved. Oh, look at Jerry Seinfeld's face. Yeah. He was heartbroken for her.
Who was the big winner of the night?
Game of Thrones. And American Crime Story.
American Crime Story.
I mean, they took home the most. Game of Thrones actually set the record. They have 38 now. Oh, Frasier was leading before that. Like, with the most Emmys. Yeah. 38 for Game of Thrones.
There you go. Yeah, why do the thing everybody else does and stay the whole trip when you come home early like Big Al Mac?
Come home early. You know what I mean? So Dish Nation's still not nominated for an Emmy, correct?
No. No daytime Emmys. And we can't get the daytime Emmy because we're also on at night. So we got to go against the big dogs.
Ay. All right.
Which makes it extremely difficult.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, we got snubbed again.
Yeah.
All right, let's meet our contestant. First one to get in out of those three names we called earlier is you, Mason Chambers. Congratulations.
Oh, what is up? What is up, Kid Craddock family?
What is up, man? How you doing, Mason?
Oh, I cannot tell you how good I am doing at this moment.
Right.
I am doing quite well.
All right, my man. What, tell us about you.
Well, I am a testing specialist at a local community college. I am I'm a music fan. I like to cook for my fiance. She is the biggest Kid Craddock fan in the world, so if this goes well, you already know what that money's going to go toward.
Nice. Send her a shout-out. What's her name?
Her name is Jessica.
So you're saying if you don't win, she doesn't get a ring?
the ring, she's got the ring.
Oh, okay.
I think we're talking about a gift.
Okay.
When y'all getting married?
Exactly.
When y'all getting married, dog?
Well, it happened only about 2 weeks ago, so we haven't set a date. You know, this is great timing because we've had a very stressful trying to figure out, well, what can we afford?
Yeah.
How many people can we invite? Who of our best friends are not going to get an invitation? So,
yeah.
Maybe this will make things easier.
Well, if you'd like to invite one member of the show, feel free.
Who would you invite?
Who would that member be?
If it was only one. As you know, if it was up to me, I'd probably invite my boy Big Al Mac.
The party animal.
Jessica is the boss, so there's no doubt in my mind it would be Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
They go old school, Big Al.
Yeah, they do.
Boom. Thank you, old school Mason.
Kid Craddock.
Al would leave early, though.
But he would at least commandeer the microphone at reception.
It'd be some fun happenings up in there.
She would do a speech, unfortunately. And did you do it all romantic-like? What would you do?
Well, so I kind of snuck attack her. I had a bunch of other plans set up trying to throw her off that it was going to be one of these. And then we went to a birthday dinner with all of her friends. And for her birthday, I just gave her this really epic, awesome card. Y'all would have been very proud of it. And then she turned around and boom, right there.
Boom.
You're on a knee.
Oh, that's a pretty cool plan, though. Do it at some other event so they don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Well done.
Exactly.
Sure, the birthday person loves it. Let's go over the rules, though, Mason. Here's how it works.
Absolutely.
We're gonna put you inside the bank vault. The banker's gonna be throwing dollar amounts your way. We don't know if he's cranky today because it is Monday.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
It increases the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's gonna go. That's how much money you will win. Even if he says $1,000, Mason, you still have to yell stop because if you don't and the door closes, what happens, Mason?
Oh, I'm getting nothing.
Exactly.
That's right.
We don't want that.
Can't have that.
And
dog.
Jennifer doesn't want that either.
Or Jessica.
Jessica, I'm sorry.
There it is.
Jessica definitely doesn't want that. Probably
the
Jennifer,
other
too.
Fiance.
No, Mason has one. All right, Mason. It's all up to you. How you feeling, Big Al?
Mason, I'm feeling kind of good. Not real good, but kind of good.
Okay. Mm.
Hey, kind is all I asked for.
Kind of good.
Kinda's all right.
I don't even know what that means.
Nobody ever does. Let's find out how much you win, Mason. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$80.
Ooh.
$200.
Nice.
$270. $360. $400. $430.
Oh, no!
Ow!
Mason.
Oh. Oh, Mason, Mason, Mason.
That was shocking.
4:30? Is that what
it was? That truly sent a jolt through my body.
Mine, too. Mason.
It's a... That banker and his money.
And he was so nice. I felt like we had a relationship established.
Yeah. Mason, Mason, Mason. What do we do? What do we do?
Oh, that's a dagger.
It is a dagger.
You should
Mason.
Offer to have the reception at your bar, Al.
I think we have to call off the wedding now, Mason.
No.
No, we don't call off the wedding.
You know what? Why don't you get 10 of your friends, come down for a little bachelor party on me. How about that?
Maybe we can arrange that, my
all
brother.
Yeah. All right, dog. All right. Look how defeated he said.
Well, of course, the door closed on him.
Oh, man.
Man, Mason, thank you for playing, brother. Have a wonderful day.
I'm so sorry.
I know it's tough, even though the dang door closed.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Yeah.
This might be a sign.
No, it's Al. Not. Stop it, Al.
Why gotta be so he said he would invite you, Al.
Shame.
See, you got the first shame of the day.
Man. Shame.
All right,
we'll play again less than an hour away. Sign up at KidNation.com. We don't want that to happen again. Coming up next, we're going to get into the guys' trip.
Yeah,
and
man.
We're going to play a fun game for the girls. Who knows us best? Who on the trip? Blank. All you got to do, girls, is answer who on the trip did something.
Okay.
We'll tell you what it is. And Jenna babysat Big Al's dog.
Mm-hmm.
One dog went missing.
Yeah.
Find out what went wrong next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We went on a guys' trip over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
All the dudes in the office, we do it every year. We try to go to a football game, a college football game. We try to switch it up every now and then. And Big Al Mac forgot to do something before we went on this guys' trip,
yeah,
which was very important.
You said it on the radio.
Yeah, because normally my girlfriend does this.
Yeah,
she takes care of the travel arrangements, meaning babysitting for my dog.
Yeah.
So, it dawned on me. I just figured. I remembered it that morning. I said, I'll just call Corey. He can handle it, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know Corey, my son. He's out of town. He's in Baltimore, whatever. So I'm like, oh, crap. What can I do? And I just said it out loud on the radio. And Jenna said, I'll keep him. And I was like, man, that'd be great. Thank you very much, Jenna. So we went, as soon as we got off the air, went to my apartment, got Curtis, went and put him in Jenna's car, and off they went.
Uh-huh. Yep, off they went. So I was throwing it out there thinking he probably has other people that wants to watch him. But you know what? I did it because I love dogs and I'm a nice person and I do I follow through on the things I tell Al I'm going to do. And
shade.
No. Curtis was great. I will say Curtis and Weezy got along so well. They played nonstop. They're both about the same age and Weezy likes bigger dogs. I mean, they played nonstop the whole time.
Yeah. Curtis is so social.
But I'm so excited because, you know, I have this house, so I have a little backyard, and Weezy likes to go on walks. She's snooty about the backyard. I can't just, you know, open that door, like, go potty.
Yeah.
Like most people have houses for dogs.
Right.
Go potty. No, Weezy likes to walk. But Curtis totally capitalized on the backyard. I just let him out there running around. So I'm standing outside, letting him play for hours, and then I'm kind of like, where did Curtis go?
Oh, crap.
He's running the perimeter. I mean, I have a tall fence and around the pool, and there's some hidden areas behind the pool. So I'm like walking the perimeter, like, where? I mean, my backyard's not very big. Where is Curtis? And then I see the gaping hole in my driveway gate. I'm like, did Curtis go through that hole?
Yeah,
he doesn't even look big enough for a dog. He'd have to hurdle through it, too.
Yeah.
So I gotta go open the gate. I'm like, oh my gosh, the pressure when you watch someone else's dog.
It
was so exhausting for me. I find Curtis a block down, but he's playing. He runs to me, then runs all the way down the street. He is so fast.
No.
So I'm barefoot screaming for this dog. Unbelievable. I was like, luckily it's not a busy street. I'm just like, Al is gonna kill me if something happens to his dog. I managed to lure him back.
Right. And this is what's great about people naming their dogs after human names, because people in their house are probably watching Jenna run by screaming, Curtis, come back, thinking it's her ex-boyfriend.
Curtis! This was in the morning. I just woke up, so I'm barefoot, t-shirt, sweatpants, running up and down the street. Curtis! Well, it took me a few minutes to find him. He was just in another neighbor's backyard. But oh my gosh, that moment, my heart stopped. I felt so terrible. That pressure of watching someone else's dog, you know? But they were great, but Curtis Al would not sleep on my couch. He pawed on my bedroom door when he knew Weezy got to sleep in the bed. So they both slept, cuddled up together at the foot of my bed. It was actually really sweet. He was great. They had so much fun.
Yeah.
But trying to walk him, I love having a small dog. Curtis has a lot of energy and pulled me on those walks.
Yeah, he's not big. He's like 30.
He's not big, but he's strong and a lot of energy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just am like, oh, man, I'm so glad my dog's so lazy. Weezy is so easy.
Right.
You have to have a dog to match your personality. A lot of people go adopt these dogs, and they end up feeling guilty because they want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to really take the dog's energy level, everything.
Then Jenna and Al
should
switch.
I need a lazy dog.
Jenna and Al need to switch then.
No, I love my dog. I have like two long walks in me, you know, like morning and night and like a quick potty during the day and it's too hot for her and then she just chills. She just sits there and chills at home. I love it.
My dog's lazy.
That's what I do.
That's what I need, lazy.
Kelly's got lazy. Al, you got the most hyper dog out of all of us.
Yeah, he's three, but he does like to do stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why we take him to the dog park and all that stuff during the day. Anyway.
Oh, he's three now? You can take him to the doggy bar.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There you go. So I had Jenna watch Curtis because of our boys' trip, guys' trip.
Yeah.
So we went to Baton Rouge.
We went to Baton Rouge, and it's time to play Who on the Trip?
Yay.
Our contestants today are Kelly Raspberry and Jenna Owens.
Yay!
Because you guys actually know everybody who went on the trip. It was all the dudes from The Office. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a question, and you need to tell us who you think was the guy who did that particular thing.
Okay.
Who did what?
The options are you, JC.
The options are me, JC, Big Al Mack.
Okay.
White Cheddar.
Uh-huh, producer.
Trey.
Uh-huh.
Part-time Justin went on the trip this time. Russ Face and our boss George.
Okay, got it.
Let me make sure. I've got them all written down here. Uh-huh. Who am I forgetting? Justin. Okay. Here we go.
You got them all? Seven
Al,
total.
Al, Cheddar, Trey, Russ Face, George, and Justin.
Yeah. Total of seven guys.
Six, seven. Got it.
We did a coin flip backstage. Kelly won. You get to go first.
Yay.
All right. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
Okay. Kelly Raspberry.
Hmm.
Who wore a drunk on a plane t-shirt to a middle school while dropping off school supplies?
That would be Big Al.
That is correct.
Yep, did.
Al, you really didn't bring a change of clothes. You had that on when you came to get Curtis the next day.
I kept it on all day.
Yeah.
He changed, went
to sleep in it, actually.
Yeah,
over
I changed the next
hours.
Morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jenna, are you ready for your question?
I don't feel good about that win. I'm very disappointed in you, Al.
Yeah, you should feel disappointment.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're asking questions about who did what on the guy's trip. Jenna, here is your question. At the rental house, who attempted to play Mary Poppins on the record player?
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine
Justin.
Go down.
Justin is your answer? That is correct! Oh, boy, Justin's coming in here.
Helps the man, I love me some Mary Poppins. I wanted a spoonful of sugar. I wanted chim-chim-tree. A sweep as lucky can be.
Mm-hmm.
Justin was a riot the entire trip, by the way.
Yeah, he seemed like a good sport. Your snaps were fun.
Yeah, he was having a good time. All right. Your next question, Kelly Raspberry. Okay. We're tied 1-1.
Yep.
Who did what?
This one's an embarrassing one.
Okay.
Who threw up all night after the first night?
Oh.
I'm going to go with Trey.
You're going to go with Trey. That is correct.
Yes! Correct.
Yes.
This is the one story I heard about, and Al thought it was Justin.
I hadn't heard it.
No, it wasn't Justin.
No, Al thought it was Justin, and I'm like, it might have been Trey, because I've heard he does this.
It was in the bathroom, right outside my bedroom, and I said,
Well, he looks sick all the time.
He does.
So I figure eventually it has to, you know, all come up.
Trey, what were you drinking?
Oh, it was a little bit of everything. Had a little margarita, some scotch, beer.
You inexperienced drinkers.
Yeah.
Just mixing it all together.
He was. And Trey and I had to share a bed. It was a king-size bed. We did sharing. And about, I'd say it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, I am woken up by Trey going, and I'm like, what is that? Snoring? Is that Trey dreaming? What is going on here?
Get like that the first, the first day.
And then wait. Why couldn't it be that JC's lucky to share a bed with me, Justin?
No, as you're lucky to share a bed with JC. So shirtless.
Shirtless. Now, when you sleep with another guy, don't you leave your shirt on, JC?
Well, I didn't know Trey was going to come in there. I went to sleep before he did, and then he snuck in there.
Yeah, and then
we built a wall.
No.
Shout out.
The sleeping arrangement was definitely prearranged.
That smelled bogus.
We built a pillow wall, so it was we had a twin size bed.
Donald Trump over there.
JC really didn't want to build the wall for some reason.
I did not want to build the wall.
You make the Mexican people pay for it.
And Kelly, this is a fun game. Put a whole bunch of straight guys in a house and ask them, what's the bedding situation? Because all of them are going to want a bed by themselves. All of them want
we do.
All of them. I'm not used to that one, fighting for a bed by yourself.
But I don't know if you guys, when you guys heard, because Trey's a very loud thrower-upper.
Yeah, he is.
Extremely loud. Everybody in the house heard it. Everyone, even the next door neighbors. I'm sitting there thinking, he must have gotten food poisoning. So I'm starting to feel like, am I getting sick? Did I eat something? Like, did, because we were eating random stuff throughout the day.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was so good.
It just turned out Drake cannot handle his alcohol.
The food.
All right, Kelly, you got the point for that one. Moving
Yay.
On.
Yeah.
Who did what?
Once the name's used, is it out?
No, it's still in.
Oh, okay.
Jenna Owens, you're up.
Oh, okay.
Whose phone went off at least 6 times in the middle of the night because they don't know how to turn it on vibrate?
This is technology challenge.
Yes.
It could be Al, but I'm going to go with George.
George. Incorrect. You were right with the first one. So with your
I
gut.
Thought I got a chance to steal.
You don't get to steal.
Why not? I was going to guess Al because Al would be the only one getting phone calls in the middle of the night because of the bar.
Yeah, that was
true. That's true. Okay.
Yeah, it was Al, in fact.
Yeah. That's all right.
Why don't you turn it on vibrate?
It was on ding, I think.
Yeah, extremely loud ding.
I was asleep.
It should never be on ding.
I never hear it anyway if I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Other people.
All right, Kelly, your turn. Are you ready for your question again?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the only guy on the guy's trip who brought shampoo?
Well, the joke would be Al, but I'm not going to go with him because right. I'm going to go with Russ Face.
Russ Face? You think it's Russ Face?
Oh,
incorrect!
Darn it.
I would have to go with, well.
Well, probably George, right?
No, it is not George, Jenna. You don't get to sleep. It's the guy who brought the shortest shorts.
JC.
Justin.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
Medicine go down.
The rest of the guys wash their hair with the Irish Spring.
Soap, yeah.
Yeah.
The bar soap.
Like, you know, they didn't even ask to use it. They just took it.
I asked you.
Oh, yeah. So they didn't bring shampoo.
They didn't bring shampoo, so
it,
I had to just
course.
Share it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got into the shower with no shampoo in it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. That's the other one. Jenna, this is your question. All Who right. on the trip? Who on the... It's a romantic one, you guys. Who on the trip went Facebook official?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'd have to say, even though he's still on Bumble, Russ.
No!
Go ahead and steal, Kelly. Go ahead.
Trey.
It was Trey.
But I can't steal it because we're not doing that.
Yeah. Roughly around midnight, 12:30, when the guys are supposed to be going out doing guy things.
No way. On a guy trip, you go Facebook official.
What was the point?
Right.
Because
she was on
the girl was feeling the girl was feeling insecure about the trip, apparently.
She had a few drinks,
and
feeling
so
good.
So he's trying to make her feel better about being at home.
Play that whip noise, Trey.
I don't have it.
I have it.
We have it.
I don't think that we have it in the system.
I request
anymore.
This
oh, really?
Once a week.
Because I'm just bragging. Come on.
What yeah, you were.
I was feeling good. Had a couple drinks in me. Start bragging about the girl that's in my life.
And this worked because we were ready to get going around midnight. And then Trey went Facebook official and he goes, guys, I don't know if I should go out.
So what?
So we stayed in.
Where were you trying to go?
We were trying to go clubbing.
It's Louisiana.
Which kind of clubbing?
To the club.
I don't know.
What kind of club?
We were trying to get in.
We just wanted to go to the bars or to the club.
I thought I heard there was a word before club.
Dance club.
Dance club.
Dance club. Oh, my
yeah. So Trey was going to go out, and then he decided not to go out.
Golf club.
Huh.
Club.
He was attached to his phone, too, just texting that lady left and right. Yes.
Chest club.
Yeah, you don't do that on the guys.
No. All right. We're on Kelly again.
All right.
Okay. Kelly. Who enjoyed the music at the football game more than the actual game itself?
I just think the obvious answer is Justin.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Okay.
Wise.
Did anybody do anything interesting besides Justin on this trip? Because he's the answer to everything.
We were doing guy stuff. It's not that interesting.
I've never, like, the music was just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tug of band.
Yeah.
They play the good beats, and they only play it whenever the defense is on. I didn't know that one. But whenever the defense is on,
they
play
loud
music.
To concentrate.
Yeah. Justin was not cheering for anything except Beyonce would come on. Yeah, Beyonce, go!
Oh,
but
yes.
They scored a touchdown. No cheering from Justin.
But Formation did not play at all.
No.
Formation did not play at
sorry,
all.
Sorry, Justin.
Whole trip.
No sense. That makes no
sorry,
sense.
Justin.
They took me off the aux cord. They took me off the DJ set.
Everything.
Yeah.
Justin did make a friend at the football game.
I sure did.
She was the loudest person at the stadium. Probably the one fan you definitely want to have there.
Really?
Because while the defense was on the field, this is what we heard every time. Go.
Come on, baby!
Her husband was sitting next to her, proud as can be. Uh-huh. He said, that's my wife, and she's loud.
Yes, they do. That's what they do.
Big fan right there.
Oh. Yeah. I've never understood that. They can't hear you.
No,
you know?
No, my favorite was the looks. Everyone was just looking.
Everybody.
They shot laser beams.
No,
I appreciate
Jenna,
passion, but
I think they could hear that.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they can hear.
Players can't hear that.
She's the reason they won.
I think so. Next question. We're on Jenna. Jenna, who was the first person to go on to sleep on Saturday night? Saturday night.
Oh, Saturday night.
Yes.
So Big Al would be gone.
Right.
First person to go to sleep. I'd say, gosh, that's kind of a hard one. George?
Incorrect.
I'd go with Cheddar.
Incorrect.
Oh, man. You?
It was me.
It was. It was so lame, too.
You?
They were talking about possibly going out again, and I was
as
like,
much smack as you talked to me
age.
About
yeah.
not going out, yeah, you fell asleep.
I felt like since you weren't there, Al, I
get it. Two nights in a row is a lot.
You didn't even say goodnight, JC. You just
I ghosted.
Yeah.
I ghosted.
Disappeared.
I heard, as soon as I heard somebody say, hey, you guys want to go to the club? I was like, nope.
I didn't even get my goodnight hug from you. That was so rude.
Nobody was getting the hug. I went to sleep. All right, we have a couple more questions. Kelly right now has the lead.
Yeah.
Jenna, you can make up for it.
I don't know.
It's my turn.
It
right?
is. I know.
Okay.
But it's your turn, Kelly. Who freaked out about black cats, the actual animal, at the gas station?
Well, I'm going to go with Justin.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Oh,
that's our.
Something, Justin.
That was actually our fearful leader.
George. Very superstitious.
Very superstitious. There was we went to a gas station and there was two black cats and two gray cats. And George would not get out of the car for fear that it would cause bad luck.
No, you only black cats crossing in front of your car is bad luck, mm-hmm. but if you get out of your car, spit in your hat, and walk backwards around the car, you undo the bad luck.
George didn't have a hat,
right.
though. George didn't have a hat. That's what it was.
Now,
everything that went wrong after that, George was blaming on the black cats from the gas
station.
Did the
black cats walk in front of the car?
No.
No, they were not bad luck.
They were chilling off to the side having a good time licking themselves.
He was like, oh, no, black cat.
Yeah.
No.
What made me go buy him his Diet Cokes in the gas station that he didn't even drink. Because of the black cats.
He's afraid they'd be poisoned.
Yeah. Jenna, you are up. Your question is, who got a speeding ticket?
Oh, boy.
For going 67 in a 45?
Cheddar.
White Cheddar is correct.
Got a speeding
ticket.
Sure
did. Oh, sure did.
Dude.
All right.
He's always driving, so that was a gimme.
Yeah, that was a gimme.
Yeah.
And
dude.
I think a guy's getting a speeding ticket's kind of sexy.
It's pretty sexy.
45, though, a speed trap out.
It was a speed trap.
I did look up, too, also, Port Barry, St. Landry Parish derives over 51% of its income from speeding tickets.
There you go. That's where you got
it. It was a trap.
You might have been racially profiled, dude.
Yeah. No, it was white on white ticket.
White guy driving.
Yeah, okay.
It was a white on. Dude, he called for backup.
What?
That's how intimidating we
are.
You
guys
sure
put
did.
Trouble in there.
No.
Yeah.
No, he needed backup.
He didn't know what to make. You guys were dancing to Beyonce in the car.
Yeah,
wasn't sure.
We tried to.
Clear it up before the next Raspberry Road trip.
Hey, are you going to pay for it? Yeah, he said
$205.
$205.
All right.
Can I expense that?
It's because of how fast you were going, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
That was my tab last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Now it brings us to our last question. Kelly Raspberry.
Okay.
Who on the trip got a speeding ticket for going 95 in a 75?
What? Huh? On the I'm guessing that Robert drove the entire time, so
he did not drive the entire time.
So then my next, let's see.
I'll
go with
multiple
George.
Choice if you want. You're gonna go with.
You got it, Kelly.
You're gonna go with George?
Yeah.
No, go with your guy.
George is incorrect. Jenna, we will allow you to steal here. What do you think?
Why are you gonna let her steal?
Because we let you steal earlier.
No, I didn't count it.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, 90. Okay, so who else drove? I guess I'll go with Trey.
Trey did not drive.
I hope not.
So you?
The drivers were White Cheddar, JC, and Russ Face. The one who got the ticket for 67 and a 45 with Cheddar. The one who got a ticket for going 95 and a 75, Cheddar as well.
You got two tickets?
He got a two for everyone!
An hour and 45 minutes later.
I thought you said...
Oh,
yeah, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We both wanted to go with him. Yeah.
Oh, dang, dude.
You threw us off. Man.
What are you going to do? I debated on saying, no, I just got one.
But, no, they just gave me one.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, man, yeah. I feel bad for you, dog.
Double ticket, dude.
How long did it take you to get there? Was this on the way there?
On the way back.
On the way back.
You just want to go home?
Yeah. He gave up the reins after that. He's like, yo, I can't go for the trifecta.
Oh, but we were in a hurry, though, because I had Pride to get to.
No, we had football games to watch.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And Russ got a red light ticket, by the way.
Yeah, Russ got a red light ticket. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We got 9 tickets for this football game that we went to, but 3 of them were traffic violations.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I came home early.
All the tickets in the world, baby. Yeah. It was nice, too. They took it just like champs, too.
That's a guy trip right there.
Robert was like, that's nothing that defensive driving can handle.
It's not a guy trip unless you get in trouble with the law.
That's a guy trip right there.
We ain't scared.
It would have been so much better, Tracy, if you got a ticket for going under the speed limit.
Right. Oh, I was going fast.
They were so nice.
I was thinking, I'm like, it wouldn't be too bad if I got a ticket as well. Because, you know, that way we'd just make it a trifecta.
Jeez. Just collect them all. I've never been.
We did make it in time for Justin's parade and for the football game, so it all worked out, even though we did get 2 speeding
tickets. And y'all were so chill about getting a ticket. I'm so mad about getting a ticket. But they were just chill. Yeah.
All right, well, it's getting to be about time to play Beat the Bank again. Again, if you have not signed up, go to kidnation.com. We are going to be calling out 3 more names. We did have the door close earlier, and we don't want that to happen again. Beat the Bank coming up.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We still have $1,000 to give away to a deserving teacher. We'll do that shortly. Again, you can do that at kidnation.com, which is where you sign up for Beat the Bank. We'll announce the names here in a couple minutes. We still have to do the Showbiz Top 5. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Kelly will fill you in on what's happening in Hollywood.
I'm working on it, JC.
Working hard.
Oh, man, so much to uncover in Hollywood.
And Kevin James, he's got a new show. It's going to premiere tonight right after Big Bang. He'll be joining the show less than an hour. We got him calling. You know how the phones work. Sometimes you got to get a hold of them and then call in and all that good stuff. And we have to catch up with Elena because she was out of the office all of last week. So we'll see what's been going on in her world. We just got to do the switcheroo because Justin has to get into the phone screening room in order to take the calls.
Gotcha.
You know, because Elena does handle the calls. And she needed a driver this morning to get to work.
Wow, fancy.
Well, so did Justin. So,
your
caution to the wind.
Elena needed a driver for surgery reasons. Justin needed a driver for parade reasons.
Yeah, pride. For pride, really.
Yeah, this guy. All right, before we catch up with Elena, we do have to get to the names for Beat the Bank. I know we sound repetitive when we say this, but maybe you missed it. Sign up at kidnation.com. That is how we get your name. You only have to sign up once. So if we, even if we call your name and you don't get in, you don't get in first, we'll throw your name back in the pool.
Got it.
So then you still have a possibility of winning, just like everyone else, because these names are drawn at random. First one to call back gets to play Beat the Bank. Jenna, you have the names?
I do. Here they are, the 3 names. Lindsay Stevens, Ashley Nelson, Kelly Cunningham. Ashley Nelson, Lindsay Stevens. Your 10 minutes start now. 800 Kid Live's the number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good luck. And if you know them, go ahead and call them. Maybe they'll
give my buzz.
Kick back a little bit of money to you.
That happens when people can't always listen. They have friends and family who hopefully are.
Exactly. Surgery does not stop the selfie queen from selfies and or Snapchat.
Yes, if you watched my Snapchats over the weekend, not quite as entertaining as y'all's, but pretty pathetic.
Well, Elena, it looks like you have a pretty good support system.
I do. I have some of the best friends in the whole world. I'm so grateful. I don't know how I got so lucky. I had breast reduction surgery.
Yeah.
Breast reduction surgery.
Yes.
Why are you messing with God's work?
Ow.
Because her back hurts, maybe?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, shake. Trey.
No, thank you.
It's not. Trey. Good thing. You're going to have beautiful boobies.
Yes, that's the plan. Right now, I'm full of regret.
Why?
Because it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, how long does
the
pain
hurt? Reduction's pretty bad.
I really thought that I was going to be like back at it and ready to go today. So the surgery was a week ago today, like, around this time I was like getting prepped for surgery, and I'm not quite back at it yet. I tried to go to the grocery store the other day with my mom, and we were in there for about 10 or 15 minutes before I was like, I need a seat right now.
Oh man.
Yeah, so you can't drive because that means you got to use chest muscles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the medication I'm on, they don't recommend that either.
Right.
Medication.
Yeah.
But this is you got something really serious done.
Yeah, and it was very invasive. So they actually did like something a little bit different than normal breast reduction. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit more of an involved surgery, I guess.
What do you mean by that?
So I'm just going to put it all out there. I got liposuction on my boobs.
Uh-huh.
And they liposuctioned out like 400 cc's each.
Oh!
Whatever that means.
I think that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then they actually replaced a portion of that.
Yeah.
Good deal.
With an implant. Okay. So it's underneath my muscle. And so the perk of that is number one, the perk.
Yeah.
And number two, the implant weighs way less than my actual fat in my breast. So I didn't go like way, way, way smaller. It's been something I've been wanting to do since I was 18 when they popped out of nowhere.
That's when they just popped out all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. I was such an athlete and so small throughout high school and stuff. Never had boobs. My whole family has big boobs. And everybody was like, well, I guess it skipped Elena. She didn't get the boobs. And then I went to college and they came and they kept coming and then they kept coming and mm-hmm. then it was like we need to move to our own private island for safety purposes. But yeah, so they did it a little bit different. So it was like very invasive, but I didn't go like way, way, way smaller. I'll still have, you know, pretty normal big boobs, but they'll be more manageable and way less hard on my body and stuff like that. But currently not less hard on my body because I'm so miserable.
In the long run it's better for you. The doctor even agrees, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So it's going to be a good thing one day. I just don't know what day that is.
Because I know there's girls out there thinking about this, and you probably think about this for years before you finally make the decision.
It's crazy because it's been on my mind for years, and then it literally happened so fast, like consultation, pre-op, surgery.
I love it that way. Don't think about it. Just do it.
I know, because I was getting nervous. You know, it's just a big change, and it's a big commitment, but I think it is painful, but I think I'm already can see like the healing results and am very happy with everything so far. So I think I'm going to be really pleased in the long run.
Do you get to keep the extra boobies?
No, they didn't let me keep them.
You don't give them to somebody less fortunate?
Right.
I tried to bring a friend in and do one of them 2-for-1 specials. Yeah. Maybe we'd get a discount, but...
Boob Nations?
They said no.
No.
I don't know why.
Buy one, get one.
Because they do that sort of implant, right? Where they can take...
Don't they take boob transplant? Mass out of one person and for somebody that doesn't have any, give it to them.
I don't know that that's a thing.
I would think.
Well, we should start that.
You want to waste.
I think you can take your own.
Your own?
People will get their butt fat put into other places. Girls that get butt fat put into their lips, that is weird. You're kissing someone's butt.
Just get it the normal way. But yeah, anyways, I'm back and not 100%, but I'm physically here.
Okay, mentally still getting there.
Yeah, I know. I was like talking to people on the phones earlier, like messing up words, and they're like, ma'am, and I'm like, I don't know.
You're drugs.
Wow. Well, glad to have you back, Elena.
Thank you. Yeah. It's good to be back.
Beat the bang. A sure cure for Monday blues. $1,000 or Elena's boo.
Right. Big Al Matt comes up with those raps. How, when, like literally before the break?
Quickly.
So many kids were singing the Beat the Bank song.
Oh, it was so cute, Kelly.
In Denham Springs.
They walk up to shake JC and I's hand and Justin and take pictures. And a lot of kids are just beat.
Yeah.
They love that song. Kids love that.
Yeah. We should release that as a single and see if it can go to number one on iTunes.
Yes.
That's how popular we feel like it could be. All right, let's meet our contestant. First one to call back, Kelly Cunningham. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
Good morning. Good.
What's up, Kelly? I can't believe you called my name.
Kelly Cunningham. We said it again. See there? We'll do it over and over.
Yeah, do it again.
Kelly Cunningham.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, my gosh. Good morning.
Are you at work?
No, I'm driving to work, but now I'm late, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You know why? Because you're going to make up for the money here, hopefully, with Beat the Bank.
Okay, I hope so. Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a building automation company.
Ooh. Building automation.
She automates buildings, dude.
Yeah.
She makes them
like the phone calls?
Energy management.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you have kids and her husband?
Yeah.
I do. I have two girls, and my husband's a fireman, and one girl in college, and another a junior in high school at Canton High School.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. I got my first traffic ticket in Canton, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Got my first traffic ticket. Speaking of traffic tickets in Whitechapel, I was going 77 in a 60.
Proud of you, Al.
Begin on my permit.
Because Al never speeds, by the way.
Like, yeah, that is shocking.
Canton police officers are wonderful, though. Mm-hmm.
And Big Al Mac has advice for all firefighters out there.
Don't blow your hose all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Strictly on the fire. Strictly on the fire, Kelly.
Very good advice.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker's going to be in there with you. It is Monday. He might be a little cranky. It's okay. He's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. Your job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. It can get up to 1,000. Even if he says that, you still have to yell stop, because if you don't, the door closes, you get nothing, okay?
Okay.
Question for Big Al Mac. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better than I was last time. Last time the banker was a little stingy.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling a little better than I was last time, actually.
Okay. It's a little later in the morning. Maybe he eased up here. All right, Kelly, let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank.
$270. $310. $380. $440. $510. $540. $550. $620. $720.
Stop.
Oh! Wow. You got nerves of steel, girl.
You do.
Nerves of steel.
My gosh. Rookie's married to a fireman.
Married to a fireman.
Woo!
Got to.
Wow, you played that well.
Oh,
that was intense.
I was bowing out.
I love you, Kelly.
Hi.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
I was bowing out like at 500, man.
Yeah, right? Four and done.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with $800, girl?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Al's rounding it up.
Yeah, Al's going to give you an extra 80, apparently.
Yeah, it was 720. That was Al's prediction.
Al's rounding
way up.
Okay, 720.
My bad. Right. Yeah, 720. Excellent. 720.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for playing the game with us. Great job. Let's see how high it would have gone just for fun. Okay. You already got your money.
Okay, thank you so much.
No, thank you. Bet you it closes. Kelly Cunningham with the game winner.
Yeah.
Well done, Kelly. You have a great day at work. Sorry we made you a little late.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. I think we got Elena back there getting you.
Boom. Woo. Makes me sweat.
I'm sweating too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys. We have a comedic genius on the phone, and we got to respect him.
That's right.
And treat him as such. All right. He's a good friend of ours. His name's Kevin James, but we're going to call him Kev. What's up, Kev?
What's up?
How about Kevin Aver?
Genius, man. That was...
Yeah.
Look, that was overkill.
No.
That very good friend of ours thing didn't get you?
Yeah. No, because we are good friends. Right? No, you are a genius. Paul Blart is one of my favorite movies from the last 20 years when it comes to comedy.
I'm telling you, the second one, Kevin, I really laughed out loud at the Mall Bar Cop 2. Mall Cop 2. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had fun with it.
Yeah, I'm still jamming the Hitch Dance. This is where you live, right?
But you need to be back on in our living rooms every week. That's where we, you know, get to feel like we really get to know you better.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We got Kevin Can Wait. It premieres tonight, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS. And you're coming in right before, right behind Big Bang, right?
Yeah, nice spot, huh?
Yeah, nice lead-in for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was very, very nice of them to give me that.
Kevin, I just noticed that you are new in the last few weeks to Instagram.
I am so bad with social media. I'm horrible with it. Cause like, I don't know, you know, so I'm learning to do it now and get involved more. And they said you had to start doing this stuff. So I got to start getting on it. And I'm like literally terrible with it. I don't know. I'm like, no one wants to see a picture of me.
Yeah.
Much, but then I'm going to have to do it. So.
I think that's easier than Snapchat. I get Instagram before I get Snapchat.
Oh, I love Snapchat.
That's for the young people, Kevin.
You took a good photo last night.
Well, I don't even know what Snapchat is.
Keep it that way. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's okay, dog.
Kevin, it's a life changer. All you do is take quick little videos, you post them, it's done. You don't have to worry about nothing.
That's the one where you see people making their faces into vomiting rainbows or the puppy
bunnies.
Dog faces.
Yeah.
That's Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, you don't need me on that then.
No.
Yeah. So let's talk about your show, though, because Kevin can wait. You play, you're a retired police officer in this show, right?
Yes, yeah, which growing up on Long Island, I have a lot of my buddies are all went into the academy, the police academy, at the same time, around 20 years old or roughly around there. And they're all 20 years later, they're 20 and out. They've done their time and their service, and they're retired now. And so they want to, you know, they've got a dream of their retirement, what it's going to be kicking up and a lot of day drinking and going to baseball games, but, you know, life gets in the way. They have their families now, though, so things are kind of take their time up, but it's a combination of trying to get both in balance and have fun.
Did you ever want to be a cop? I mean, with Mall Cop and this, your show, did you ever really want to be a cop in real life?
Only in, you know, in the movies and TV, because I don't think I'm brave enough. That's a tough job, man. Mm. And I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of, like, there's so many things I couldn't do. It. Like, I'm out. I can't do it. So,
the segue you can handle.
The timid cop.
Yeah.
Segue, I'm okay. I'm going to be up in an elevator. I'm going to be like, I can't do this. You guys got to go check it out. I'll watch the car down here.
This might be good, Kevin. I kind of see a movie premise coming. Freddy Cop.
Kevin,
you go ahead and have that, all right? No charge.
Scaredy Cop, yeah.
Yeah, just put us in the movie.
Yeah.
That I will star in, for sure.
Now, you had the movie Here Comes the Boom, where you're playing a UFC fighter or a mixed martial arts fighter, and you're a big fan of that. Would you ever be interested in maybe, like, doing a celebrity UFC show?
Oh, my gosh.
Would you ever do that, Kevin?
No. Just like the cop thing. I don't want to, like, the movies give me an outlet to be able to do stuff that I'm not really going to do.
Yeah, movies are pretend, JC.
But let's say, hypothetically, if you and your buddy Adam Sandler had to go head-to-head in the UFC ring, who would win?
Me against Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't hit Adam because he employs me too much. But,
yeah.
That's a good move right there. That's good business decision.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good business decision.
Well, okay, well, how about Rob Schneider? Can you take him off?
Schneider, I'd dump on his head. Yeah, that'd be all right. But I would dump
on. Awesome. That's good to know.
And are you working on any movies that we should look forward to in the next couple years?
Yeah, I got one coming out on Netflix called Two Memoirs of an International Assassin, which is pretty, it's a different, fun action movie that we shot in the Dominican Republic. It was rough. It was really, really fun to do, but that was a challenging one, boy. Wow.
We just got back from the Dominican Republic. We were there last week.
Yeah, but I'm sure I wasn't in the areas you were in.
We were at the Hard Rock All-Inclusive Resort.
Yeah.
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 We're roughing it in the spa.
I didn't see there was no resort in sight for me.
You were like in a village?
We were in the jungles.
Oh, wow.
The jungles.
I think we passed you when we were on four-wheelers. I waved at you. I was going to give you a dollar.
It was fun, but it was rough.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, glad to have you back in the States. Glad your show's coming out. Kevin can wait tonight. Make sure you watch it on CBS, 8:30, 7:30 Central. Kevin James, thank you so much for joining us, man.
You guys are the greatest. Thank you very much.
Bye, right, Kevin. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Kev.
Kev.
That's my dude.
Best friend, Kev.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good.
Hi, this is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. My name's JC. I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm just listening to you guys this morning.
Yeah. We just wanted to give you a call because we have a letter right here that we would like to read real quick, if you don't mind.
I would love it.
All right. I think it's from you, so you already know what you wrote.
Yeah, may I read it, please?
Sure, Kelly, go.
Right. I love reading.
I know you do. You're probably
That's
the better
why I
one.
I should have been a teacher.
You and Jenna.
I am a speech therapist in Jefferson Parish Public School System, and 10 years ago, one speech therapist saw a need where others saw none. She began working with special education high school students at Grace King High School using a simple karaoke machine on improving communication skills. Many of these kids had lost speech services along their way through school. However, she saw there was more work to be done. The magic of the microphone proved to be the missing link in providing these students with a voice. Now, 10 years later, the program has blossomed to over 10 schools in Jefferson Parish. As of this year, our leader, Bridget Seals, has taken a leave from work to take care of her family. However, her program still lives on. We are in need of equipment to provide students in three new Jefferson Parish schools with a voice. We would use $1,000 to help purchase microphones and speakers for our broadcast communication program to allow these often forgotten children to be heard. And that is from our writer here, Katie.
Katie, that is beautiful. Oh,
Katie Capella. Isn't that a great name? Katie Capella.
That is a great name. Miss Capella.
Thank you. That is so awesome. Yeah.
Katie, we want to go ahead and grant that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al Mac, please tell Katie what she receives.
In fact, the nice people at Pilot Pens are giving you a prize pack, including Pilot G2 pens, friction clicker erasable ink pens, and a $1,000 Visa cash gift card.
Yeah!
Thank you, Pilot Pen people.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Thank you. We thank all our teachers, but thank you. You're doing God's work. And we invite teachers to go to KidNation.com. Tell us in 100 words or less how you would use $1,000 in your classroom to inspire the next generation of overachievers. It's Back to School with Pilot Pen and the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
No, thank you for what you do. Katie Capella, there she goes. We'll do it again next week. Like Al said, go to KidNation.com. Tell us in 100 words or less, you know, give or take a couple words. And hopefully we'll be giving you $1,000 for your program.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.